My name is Alex Joseph. I'm the chef at Rouge Tomate Restaurant here in Brussels. And today we are at Eat Brussels and Drink Bordeaux. I'm originally from California. That's where I got my start in the restaurant business and moved from California to New York to open up the Rouge Tomate New York. And then was sent in 2010 to help out here in Brussels for what was supposed to be 3 months, but now is 9 years. Rouge Tomate focuses on a seasonal cuisine. We like to change the menu as often as possible. We try and keep things simple and respect the products that we're working with, but also an easy restaurant to come out and eat, even just a simple lunch during the week or just come out more with family and dinner. And we recently opened up a cocktail bar 2 years ago, which offers a completely different venue with some options of live music or DJ at the weekend. And you can kind of come, relax, enjoy a cocktail. And we also have a cigar lounge in the back for amateurs of cigars. My philosophy is a tough one to answer, but I really think about working with the products in front of you is most important. Try not to focus always just on a single recipe, but to realize that the products you have are always ever changing. Certain things change from day to day, whether it be meat and fish. And I think the importance of a chef today is to work with their producers and not just have a menu that is static and you have to have something to be the same. I enjoy working with my fish purveyors. I talk with these guys day in and day out, and it means that I get a better product. It means the client gets a fresher fish, and then the guys in the kitchen, they're learning to deal with stuff that's not coming in frozen. For me, it's the whole picture. Yeah.
And so a few dishes?
I'm more of a seafood man. Growing up next to the ocean as a kid, I really like octopus. It's something I've featured twice now here at the Eat Brussels Drink Bordeaux Festival. And then kind of playing here and there with some Asian flavors. But then I can't steer away from a really good ribeye. That'll make me happy any time of the week. So, yeah. Brussels is one of those cities I didn't initially choose to come here at the beginning, but then I've totally fallen in love with it. I've got American friends coming to Europe and they're trying to see 5 different cities in 2 weeks and they're like, oh, should I come to Brussels? I tell them, yeah, come see me, I'll show you a great time. From an American standpoint of view, they think, oh, well, you know, I'd rather see Paris and London and Rome. But it's one of these places where it has all these hidden treasures. There's so much to do once you get to know it. Shake it, shake it.